culture of work, it is definitely changing. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, your host for Connection Point here. Tech-savvy and always connected people want faster, more intuitive technology. They want uninterrupted services and the freedom to work anywhere, anytime on a variety of devices. With Windows 8, the freedom to get things done their way is really finally here. Whether employees are using PCs, phones, tablets, or most likely all of the above, Microsoft is taking the devices and experiences that people love and really merging them with the enterprise-grade solutions that organizations need to maintain security, streamline management, and cut costs. On this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to have Joel Sherman on board. Joel is a senior product development specialist for Microsoft and a part of the team at PC Connection. Joel has over 7 years of experience in the software channel, five of those specifically specializing in Microsoft. And here today to talk to us about the new Windows 8 and how it is really making virtualization an easily obtainable reality. And Joel, really appreciate the time today.
My pleasure, James, as always.
Now, before we deep dive right into the virtualization aspect of our story today in Windows 8, let's talk about Windows 8 and just kind of the wow factor, latest and greatest. I want to do it in two parts. Let's start with the end user. What are some features, capabilities that people should be excited about in these new Windows 8 devices?
Sure. So Windows 8 is a huge shift for Microsoft. It actually has completely changed the interface from what the customer is used to. Where before, whether you were on 95, 2000, XP, Vista, Windows 7, everything was similar, different, and all the features and benefits other than look and appearance was all on the back end. This is the first time that the front end actually looks different, whether it's the tiles that are actually active and dynamic, or whether it's the fact that the start button is missing and everything's laid out across the what they call the modern interface, is really a huge shift. And I think for a lot of end users, the experience is going to be completely different. You know, as the saying goes, this is no longer your father's Microsoft.
Well, like you saying, that active and dynamic, and that's what I've seen in the reviews and devices I've seen, and it looks modern. It looks like something new. It looks like something, you know, you want to get your hands on, not something that looks, you know, legacy as XP may look to some folks. So,
absolutely.
Started with end user. What about IT? What are they buzzing about in terms of latest and greatest features, capabilities?
So a couple of the pieces IT is really buzzing about from a high-level experience is, number one, is that even with Windows 8 Pro, no longer Enterprise, BitLocker is now included. So whereas encryption is becoming a bigger and bigger format for IT departments, being able to have BitLocker available right out of the box for Pro or right out of the OEM, you know, when you get your new device with BitLocker in it is huge, because now all of a sudden encryption is included. You don't have to pay for a third-party encryption because BitLocker is 128-bit. It meets all the regulatory compliances. The other thing is some of the controllability it has with some of the group policies that you can embed within Windows 8, some domain join, which is a really big deal, so that no matter where you are, if you have multiple offices, the second you turn on your device, it's immediately connected to the domain. It no longer do you have to log in separately.
I brought up XP a moment ago. The laptop in front of me is still XP. It has been a good friend of mine for, you know, a decade. I'm looking forward to my new friend, though, in Windows 8. So let's do this now, Joel. A little kind of compare, contrast, I guess. From XP, Windows 7, what are some of the other changes in Windows 8 that people can kind of expect?
So the biggest change is, from a technological perspective, from a geek side, if you will, is Microsoft has actually compressed the compiler. Where before, as Microsoft ran multiple technologies such as Java, C++, C#, even Visual Basic, they all had their own layers in the compiler, and the compiler really had to spool it each one separately. Now the architecture is much flatter, so that no matter what you program in, no matter how you design applications for it, it's going to run on a smoother, faster platform. And this is huge for customers, whether it's boot up time, whether it's able to launch an application, whether it's able to run applications. Huge, huge difference. The next thing is the similar form factor. As we talked a little bit ago, Microsoft has this new thing called what they're calling MicroToast. Not my term, it's Microsoft's term. And what the MicroToast is as those boxes that you have your applications on, they're dynamic. So such as you have pictures, it will keep scrolling different pictures. If you have Word documents. It'll keep scrolling Word documents. It'll scroll through your emails, calendars, et cetera, et cetera. So it's got a really neat new form or device layout. But what's really cool is whether you're, for the first time, whether you're going on desktop, laptop, or thin client and working in a virtual desktop or a VDI infrastructure, it really gives you a consistent form factor throughout. So no matter where you're working or what device you're working on, it's going to be the same. No longer are you having to adjust to multiple different devices. The form factors will be the same. And this actually leads to a much more flexible work style. Basically, it's consistent across all devices, so it doesn't matter how you're on the floor, on a sales floor or a workshop floor, or whether you're in a call center or you're a small guy at the house who takes a tablet with him to go make customer presentations. For the first time, your interfaces are all going to be the same. It's very cool.
It really does seem that Microsoft engineered 8.4, that perfect storm that we're seeing now of the bring your own device phenomenon and desire, as well as the virtualization phenomenon that's been going on in IT for the good part of the last decade or so here. With that, again, current focus on BYOD, the thin clients, virtual desktop infrastructure, how has Windows 8 accounted for all of that?
Sure. So the first thing it has done is with Windows 8, there's enhanced VDI capabilities. And by that, what I mean is this, is it gives you a rich desktop experience through Microsoft's Remote FX, which for those of you who are in IT, I know you kind of know what FX is. But it gives you the ability to play 3D graphics, attach USB peripherals, and even have touch-enabled devices work over VDI infrastructure. So it allows that flexibility. So whether you're going to allow the touch interface or you're going to restrict the touch interface, whether you want the ability to add USB peripherals or restrict, you now have that flexibility where you never had that in the past. It also gives you what's called, from a licensing perspective, a couple of things. One of them is what's called roaming rights. And what that is very simple. If I have a VDA or VDI infrastructure here, but I go home and want to work and want to log in, if I have what's called virtual desktop access license, which is a subscription license from Microsoft, or I have software assurance on Windows 8, what I actually have is the ability to go home, use a third-party device, such as my home desktop, a kiosk at the library, whatever that might be, access my environment, work without actually having to buy a second license. That's a huge bonus. Within that, Microsoft is also creating what's called a CSL, Companion Subscription License. So let's say I'm at my desktop, but I want to be able to use my iPad. I want to be able to use my Android. Or I want to be able to use my own laptop within the environment. Well, then with a Companion Subscription License, I can cover up to 4 devices that will allow for my own devices to be able to be used in the environment. It gives IT the ability to control, but it gives me the flexibility to provide my own device. One of the other ways Microsoft's really doing this is they have something new, is what's called Windows 8 To Go. And this is my favorite new feature within Windows 8. What it actually allows you to do is take your desktop and you put it on a USB jump drive. So like I have a sample of Windows 8 To Go. It's on a 32 gig jump drive. So when I boot up from a USB, rather from the desktop. So what this does is if I have branch offices, like we have 4 branch offices scattered across Massachusetts and New Hampshire, what I am allowed to do with this USB is I boot up from there. I have the same interface. I have my access to my PSTs. I have access to my Internet favorites, my Internet Explorer favorites. I have my browser history. I have my settings exactly the way I want. It boots up on a Windows 8 To Go. With BitLocker, it's encrypted, so if I lose the jump drive, I don't lose anything. With the devices I boot up on, I don't leave a footprint behind because everything's done through the USB stick. But with direct access and with virtual desktop access, all of my settings travel with me. Makes it much more flexible without having to carry large devices such as a laptop, an ultrabook, a tablet, etc.
I can see that huge for those mobile sales forces and a lot of other folks that are just constantly on the go. and don't really have that home base to work from, that they're constantly out there. Joel, I want to key back on one of the items you just brought up, the CSL. I know you've got experience in the licensing of these types of tools and licensing within Microsoft, and it can be complex. So I think a lot of people understand that, and that's well known. Talk to me a little bit more. How does that companion subscription license work, allowing me to use some of those other devices that I have already purchased as a consumer?
For primary users who have a virtual desktop access subscription, that is what's the ability to take your desktop loaded on the server. An Intune subscription or Windows desktop that's covered by software assurance, a company can purchase a CSL for up to four additional devices, including what they call non-x86 devices. So that's your Android, your Apple products, et cetera, and tablets or any employee-owned device. And you can license that and to be able to access your virtual desktop. Now, this is not so much for the guy who is wanting this so that he can work from home on the weekends. As we covered this, that's covered by roaming rights. However, this is I use this comparison. We have sales directors that walk the floor all the time that need to be able to pull up their email company data and have access to the internet live time, because some of our applications are web-based, right? What they're able to do is, rather than having to purchase a second license in order to access their network with a CSL, they would just be able to use these devices inside the network for up to four devices. So it could be your own device, it could be an Apple and Android, etc. What this really does is this allows you to, again, the big thing for Microsoft, it allows you to keep a consistent desktop experience across all devices. So you're no longer are you having to switch from an Apple to back to a Windows, or maybe an Android back to a Windows. With some of these devices, if IT doesn't allow it, you have to constantly re-log in into the network in order to get get the same interface. With domain join and with group policies, you are immediately on, immediately active, immediately live. So the CSL does give you many advantages.
Well, and I see its advantages for the end user, for that consistent experience. I see it as benefits for IT too, as well, probably reducing the number of calls of, hey, I'm having a problem with this device or this, or I have to keep logging in. And I can see how some of that would be cut down. So benefit to IT. Before I let you go, Joel, we've mentioned the word tablets a couple of times. Obviously, a lot of buzz out there right now about Windows RT tablets. And we know the sales numbers of other tablets in the marketplace that have been out there. Question to you, what might lean someone to say, you know what, a Windows RT type of tablet in the business environment might be something I really want to focus on more so than that one I bought down at the mall?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Windows 8 RT is designed to run on those low processor ARM chips, so it is designed to be a tablet interface. What Microsoft has done, very wisely, I might add, is that they have come in and said, okay, if you are running a VDA or VDI environment, what you want to do is, if you buy a Windows 8 RT tablet, you can, and you have software assurance or VDA subscription or Intune, you can use that RT tablet in your environment at no additional charge. What's great for this for IT individuals is this also allows you, with System Center Config Manager, to go ahead and manage that device as you would an asset tagged product. So this actually gives users the ability to have multiple devices all accessible under a single license with software assurance. So Microsoft is really incenting customers to say, purchase RT, you can connect into the environment, and you don't have to pay for an additional license. It's a huge advantage over going one of those tablets that you get in the mall.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Joel, some good stuff there. Really do appreciate you joining me again today and walking us through some of those exciting new features of Windows 8, and really appreciate the info.
My pleasure, James. This was fun.
And of course, to you listening, if you are interested in learning more about Windows 8 and how it can make virtualization in the workplace easy, then turn to PC Connection and discover the difference. Contact your account manager today to learn what Windows 8 can do for you. You can also learn more online at pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. You're also invited to email us at connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. That's going to wrap things up for this installment of Connection Point.